All right. Hello, gang. How you doing? All right. Hey, my name is Steve Pusateri. I was here last week, and I read just a couple. I'm going to do the same thing again. A couple of prose poems that are a short story in one single long sentence. I'm going to read one. And I'm going to read a different one. Two? Thank you. Much obliged. Okay. I'll read all 14. Though Valerie did not classify herself as a diva, it was done for her by those individuals in her office who could not see past her looks and chose to vilify her good-natured suggestion that the break room stock non-poisonous natural sweeteners like honey, who turned on her when she refused to accept the cup of coffee they proffered, despite being of dubious recent supervision and not in her usual mug, but one which instead said something to the effect that every day should be Friday, as if that were clever, and who did everything they could to prevent her promotion, even once going so far as to anonymously slash the tires of her car before a business trip, though she knew well and good the name and nature of the culprit. And so her revenge came after the promotion, when she then outranked the office harpies and took great pleasure in cutting away their potential raises year after year, as if each were a big, fat firestone ripe for the blade. And when she married the AAA technician who had repaired her flat tire, she invited them to her destination wedding, and then, only at the last minute, canceled their invitations. Brenda hunched over her lunch in the self-storage room she had rented on the property next to her work, because here she could eat in peace, free to pig out and get really sloppy with her food, since all that really mattered was getting it in there and enjoying her sustenance in the raw animal way that she believed was the true desire of every person, hidden behind their polite society. And though she had not thought about it before, she would from this day forward masturbate to her heart's content before returning from lunch, because she had the privacy and, hey, why not? Work was too stressful anyway. Though she did not realize that repeatedly returning from her half-hour break with stains on her company polo shirt and fingers smelling like pussy was a thing that could get you fired and lead to the sort of suicide note found by the producers in an unaired episode of one of those reality shows where people buy other people's neglected storage lockers and sometimes dead bodies. Thank you.
Hello back there. Hello here. It's your lucky night for most of you, so most of you don't have to listen to me again till next spring, but some of you do. This is called Land's End. When the land ends, the road ends, and despite the hundreds of roads that drive into the sea here, this one is nominated Land's End, with its famous barn of native gifts, a narrow beach of pebble and stone, waters dark and thick with weed, dements of the weekend frogman, their orange pennants bobbing offshore, staunchly determined, if not to survive, to never not be found. Kerouac looked out through the Golden Gate with end-of-land sadness, as if he had gone as far as he could go. I've stood here 1,000 times, with fathers and mothers and sons and daughters, dearest friends and total strangers, and watched the passage of ships and boats and days and hours, and can't see the end of anything. We have thick, unyielding ground to stand upon until we don't anymore. If we have to swim, we'll swim. Thank you.
It's Boinkers. Boinkers, yeah. Actually, how I cheated here to get three poems into one is I stitched them together. But they're Twitter poems. They're only 140 characters each. It's about 90 words. Does that count? All right, okay. Well, you never know. A swarm of drones. Oh, this is a bit of a bummer, though, I got to tell you. A swarm of drones. little drone, hit the few. I call a drone strike on all of you. Collateral damage, can you name a few? Don't forget the kitty playing hopscotch too. A drone hung at my window. Your propellers, scissor, hellfire, plus perverts, plus petrified of mind, plus putrefied of flesh. I feel safer. Oh, do you? And finally, a requiem to the enemy. The angels weep tears, shaped in an instant of superplasticity. Gone, fragmented souls fly to a heaven of their own design. Thank you.
Is there anybody I've missed or overlooked? Again, I want to thank you, and it's been a great year. John, thank you, and Dawn, thank you. Audience, thank all of you. And I'll leave you with this. I really like Mark Twain a lot. And I think and I think he summed it up this way. He said, and this is after his wife died, he said he would, and in the diary of Eve, Adam and Eve, and Adam said, I would rather live outside of Eden with Eve than in Eden without her. And he said, wherever Eve was, there was Eden. Poets, wherever you are, there is poetry. Thank you.